New business creation is at historic lows, according to a recent Kauffman Foundation study. With tight credit and increasing student debt, it's especially hard for millennials to start a business. But in the next installment of Explore Radio's entrepreneurship series, WKSU intern Kelly Nock reports some millennials are creating new opportunities.
What's the one thing that young people are never without? A phone, right? So what better way to make sure you've got life-saving medication on hand than to attach it to your phone? That was the inspiration for the founders of Case MD, a phone case that holds vital medicines.
My name is Ariella Yeager.
Sam Braska.
Justin Gleason.
The three started developing the idea 3 years ago when they were undergrads at Kent State. Graska, the CEO of the company, has asthma, so he understood the needs of people who require emergency medicine, and this got him thinking.
I was like, okay, I did some research. I was like, wow, like this is actually a really big problem. People are not carrying their medicine. They're not keeping it on them. They're not taking it.
Graska teamed up with Yeager, who studied entrepreneurship, and Gleason, an architecture major, to form the Case MD team. Gleason, who came up with the design, says the first thing to do was to make a 3D phone case for their early prototypes.
From there, editing it to fit the sizes and dimensions of a auto injector.
Now that they've graduated, the team is working on getting patents and tackling FDA approval. Ariella Yeager has since graduated. She says the best time for them was, in fact, in college, when their personal networks were growing, and when they had access to pitch competitions and other on-campus resources.
You're opened up to so many more opportunities. Like, so almost every single one of these pitches are, like, student-only. So, like, if I was graduated, I couldn't do these. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't get that free funding.
Even though millennials are known for multitasking, head designer Justin Gleason, now a grad student, says pinning down business partners after graduation has been a little harder.
If somebody needs something from you, it's like, do I stop working and do that? Can I do that on company time? Like, it definitely, I would say, a bigger disadvantage to start after school.
Overall, business creation in the U.S. is down, but millennials have the lowest startup rate ever, according to the Kauffman Foundation's 2015 State of Entrepreneurship Report. Along with student loans and daily debt, funding is another challenge for recent grads. Most campuses have business development centers geared towards helping both current students and grads. For the Case MD team, Kent State's LaunchNet provided that much-needed mentorship. LaunchNet's Tabitha Martin says that gaining capital when you first start is a universal problem, not just a millennial problem.
As an entrepreneur, no matter where you are in your life, that's always a big concern and always something that you're struggling against.
Money may not be the only problem for millennials hoping to start a business. The University of Baltimore's Ting Zhang contributed to the Kauffman Report on Entrepreneurship and Age. She says that because of more hands-on and helicopter parenting, millennials are more nurtured, which she says may not be so good for business creation.
The unfortunate side would be as a result, they have less of their independent spirit compared to their Gen X parents.
Zhang says that while millennials may face tough financial challenges when launching a business, they are better than older entrepreneurs in finding 21st century solutions.
But millennials is also grow up as a digital and globalized generation, so they are very accustomed to all kinds of changes. All those are great assets to our new economy.
Despite the data, the Case MD team is optimistic about their future plans for the company. Sam Graska is now a grad student. He says their next steps are
fundraising, waiting on the patents, and just seeing how big and how far it can go.
Like entrepreneurs of any age, they say that the key ingredient is unstoppable drive. I'm Kelly Nock, 89.7 WKSU.
For more on our series exploring science and innovation in Northeast Ohio, search Explore Radio at WKSU.org. And for more from our series of entrepreneurship reporting, click the Entrepreneur Beat at WKSU.org.